Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KNC Masterpiece here on 105.3 The Fan. We're both local DFW products. Kevin is from North Garland High School. And I am from Bryan Adams High School in East Dallas. Shippy's from Plano. So we got a show full of guys that are all from here. That's why we're fans of the sports. That are all right around here, man. We're rooting for our teams to be great at things. And, Kevin, we saw a team last night in the San Francisco 49ers and the Seattle Seahawks, two teams that you do believe are going to destroy the Cowboys in the playoffs if they play the way that they are right now.
And I don't think you would argue that the Cowboys would be favored over either one of those teams. And, I think the game would be competitive because the Cowboys are competitive. But I don't think you would pick them to win either one of those games.
That's how far away you are from being a contender. The Cowboys considered themselves title contenders.
Yeah.
When you watched that game last night, did you feel like the Cowboys were comparable?
No.
When you look at the Cowboys' record right now and where they would end up in the playoffs, if they were going to be in the playoffs against a team, they would be playing against Seattle.
They're going to lose that game. Look, pure and simple.
Wow, spoiler alert.
Yeah, sorry. If the wild card round started this weekend again, sorry about the other games you were going to play. But I think you would argue that they're going to lose that game against Seattle.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really need to.
I think they would lose the game against San Francisco, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And they would lose the game against New Orleans. They would lose the game against Green Bay. So
already lost those two games, Kevin.
Yeah. They would lose again.
Already lost those two games. All right. The other thing, though, is last night, Kristaps Porzingis had 4 points. He was 1 of 11 shooting in 20 minutes, and Rick Carlisle benched him at the very end of the game. Just benched him. Hey, you're not playing well enough. I can't have you out on my court right now. And I'm not trying to overreact to this, but you did have a load management on one of the back-to-backs. Hey, I got to take you out. And now he can't find his rhythm with this offense. And there was a moment where it felt all nice and fun, and there was a little bit of a honeymoon. My biggest concern with Kristaps was going to be how long would that honeymoon last, and how exciting would that be to see those guys.
You think
guys
it's over now?
I don't know. He's frustrated though. This is now a guy that's becoming frustrated by what's going on with him on the court.
Did they sign a prenup?
No. Okay. You don't do that
yes.
If you really love each other.
No, we did. We just gave him all the money. We're like, here, 5 years, take all the money. So no, we did not.
So with the frustration, I'm not saying that it's frustrated to a point where he's frustrated with himself. And his quote after the game, because Rick Carlisle said, there's nights like this. We're just going to have to flush it and move forward, kind of like Fish did earlier with Sean and RJ this morning.
Do we need to play that audio?
By the way, if you haven't heard that audio, there is audio of Fish flushing a toilet. He says that it was his Keurig, so he posted it on Twitter and posted it
nice
to us on Twitter.
Fish.
In the majors, I don't think, Kevin. Go check it out. He says that it was Keurig. We'll see. We'll decide. But
he's naked and stuck in a bathroom.
Carlisle said, just flush it and move forward. But this is what Porzingis had to say about his bad performance. Of course, I want to be out there in the last few minutes, but I can't blame Rick Carlisle. I wasn't having a great game. I'm all in for whatever's best for the team. If the coach thinks he'd rather have me in out and someone else in that's better, hey, that's what we need to do. That's the most important thing, is winning a game. But going forward, I want to make sure I'm out there.
I love that attitude. And that's what everybody hoped that they were getting with Kristaps. Because the concern about Kristaps when you go back to New York is he didn't, I don't know, I've heard a couple of variations of it. One of them was he doesn't love basketball. One of them was he doesn't have the killer instinct. So I'm not entirely sure, both narratives are concerning, obviously, but when you hear him say, I want to be out there, that's what you need to hear if you're a Mavericks fan. Because, look, if this doesn't work, you're not really that much worse for wear because you didn't mortgage the future too much given what we usually do with draft picks to get him. But if you ended up getting a top 30 player in the league who's young, all the better. And this will accelerate the rebuild around Luka significantly. So hearing him say, I see why Carlisle benched me. I don't like it, but I get it. And I want to be out there in clutch situations. That's everything that I need to hear. And I think people should because be like, all right.
That's a guy that wants to be better. Like, yes. That's a guy that's willing to put that work in.
Yes, because what did he say? The thing that he said that was key was he didn't say, well, obviously I always want to be out there. He said, I understand why the coach benched me. And then I always want to be out there. So he didn't just give you the generic, well, of course I want to play. He said, oh, yeah, no, I sucked. Well, more or less. And that's why I was on the bench.
You marked that ship.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then get ready for the next part, too. But when I don't suck, you should put me back out there. You're welcome.
I like that. I like that, you know, you just said it, you know, he wants to be better, but he also sets aside the ego of a superstar or somebody who knows he can be a superstar in this league, who's shown stretches of being a superstar and being able to say, look, it's what's best for the team that I was on the bench. I respect my coach's decision.
Now, that's another great point because ego is another thing I didn't throw in earlier. I said there was the logic of either he doesn't have the killer instinct or he doesn't love basketball enough. Ego is another thing. That's the third thing that people in New York were just, I mean, I know a lot of people were upset that he left, but there was a subsection of Knicks fans and New York basketball fans in general was like, fine, he's egotistical, even though he hasn't done anything. And so seeing him put aside ego, and you know what? Maybe he was egotistical because he knows this thing is going nowhere. Mm-hmm. You know, I always wonder how much easier it is to set aside ego when you're in a situation that you know is going to work for something much bigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that makes sense.
And so if that's the case, then that's really encouraging from Shippey's perspective because maybe he's like, okay, I can put my ego aside because we might make the playoffs. And instead, he was like, why would I put my ego aside when I can pad my statistics for my next contract because this team sucks?
We were very spoiled for a very long time by Dirk Nowitzki, the egoless basketball player. Like, he knew how talented he was, but it took a long time for Dirk to assume that role and become a leader. I mean, he was the best player, but it took a long time for him to be like, all right, in the fourth quarter, I need the ball. I want to be that guy because I'm our best chance to win. And then it took him that time just to get over that hump. I mean, obviously the 2006 NBA championship was kind of a problem and everything, but even mm-hmm. still, like he got there. He got you to that. True. And then in 2011, he said, nobody's taking this from me. I'm not going to give anybody that opportunity. Now, I look at this Mavericks team right now. Nobody has. It's an egoless team. Did you see that video of Dirk? Or not Dirk, of Luka? And he's Jackson's getting interviewed, and Luka's kind of standing there behind the media with his head stuck in his shirt, and he's kind of smiling goofy and everything. He's an infectious personality in that locker room, and I don't think he has an ego.
Can I ask a quick question about that, though? Because I'm going to disagree with you. I think I want to add a word. It's an unhealthy, egoless team. I think you absolutely need an ego for most people to achieve greatness. I think a lot of people achieve greatness because they have a certain level of ego behind them.
That 2011 team had confidence. They did not have an ego, right?
Is confidence...
Like Jason Terry was your confidence.
Sometimes I think...
They believed they should be there in that moment. They believed the shots were going to go down.
Sometimes I think the difference between confidence and ego is results. Right?
And like, perception.
Yeah, exactly. I don't always think that's a different thing. I just think, like, did you get the job done? Because we're super egotistical, but we got to the top of the nighttime ratings, and you're like, oh, that's fine. You backed it up. But if you don't, then everyone's like, you're a jerk. Mm-hmm. And so yeah. I do kind of wonder that to a certain extent. But I will certainly agree with you. I don't think it seems as if anybody on this team has an unhealthy ego. And if so, I have not seen it flare up thus far. And thus far, this team is in position. I think they're on pace to win 49 games. If this team wins 49 games, I know to some that would be a disappointment given the way they started. I would be freaking ecstatic if they won 49 games.
Is this team without Kristaps, like if something was to go wrong and he can't find a rhythm, he can't get it going, he can't get this thing moving, is this team capable of making the playoffs with Luka alone?
No. They had Luka last year, And he's better this year. I get that. But you weren't even close to the playoffs last year. So this team, without Kristaps working, you don't have another top-level player. With all due respect, they might get there, but you have a lot of players that are, they're pretty good, and they have the potential to be really good, but you don't have another high-level player. You just don't.
But that's good. I mean, with Rick Carlisle at the helm in 2011, they didn't have another superstar on that team. It was a lot of role players filling in.
But their talent level was high.
Yes.
Jason
yes.
Kidd was once a superstar. Sean Marion was once a superstar. Jet was once a superstar. They all were veteran players. Tyson Chandler was
Chandler. Every single one of those players are better than any other player on the Mavericks roster.
Right.
I want to differentiate between a quality or high-level player and a superstar. Because I do agree with you that. But I'll just say, Corey just rattled off four players that are all better than any other player that are on the Mavericks roster besides Luke and Kristaps. So I would argue that's the biggest difference is
I guess I'm higher on Seth Curry than a lot of people.
Okay, fair enough. We might have to have this conversation another day. But Seth Curry is another player. Same with, Kleba, Jackson, Dorian Finney-Smith, Powell, Brunson, where I see the potential, but I don't understand like the people who think he's already there.
Right.
You know, and I see the potential. And if you tell me that out of that group of six, three to four of them make an all-star team somehow, some way at some point or become like lauded players in the NBA, I believe all of that. It's just not there yet.
And when you were bringing up, you know, if they won 49 games, you'd be ecstatic. I kind of compare them to the Rangers, how the Rangers were this year going in. There's a lot of young there's a lot of young potential. They don't have the Luka for the Rangers. I guess Gallo would probably be the closest to that.
And what happened? And what happened when Gallo got hurt? They regressed to the mean. They got to about give or take 500.
And he also got off to a great start like Luka's gotten off to.
And that is my exact thought, is if one of those two guys didn't work out or something happened to them, they would end up at about 40 to 42 wins.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.